Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. Though you may not realize that the ongoing threat of terrorism is affecting your life and that of your loved ones. Each week, Dr. Carol analyzes the hottest topics in terror and helps you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror.
Madonna versus ISIS. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist, and your terrorist therapist. Yes, I know what you're thinking, Madonna versus ISIS. Is she going to go to Syria, or is she going to go to, I don't know where, to anywhere to protect us from ISIS? Well, I'm going to get into that, and this is all about her new video called God Control, a new music video, which is really amazing. It's causing a lot of controversy. But it is really amazing, and it needs to be taken and understood in the proper context in terms of why she's doing this. But before I get into that, I feel like I have to mention something about the second Democratic debate, because my last podcast was about the first debate and the lack of the mention of terrorism. There were three times when terrorist, and terrorists, each one was mentioned. So three times altogether. And other than that, the candidates in the first debate, except for alluding to Iran, did not talk about terror, especially when they were asked about what is the biggest geopolitical threat facing America today. Well, the second debate just happened, and same story. They did not seem to think that terrorism was one of the biggest threats, or the biggest threat facing America. When asked about that, they actually didn't go through all of the candidates, but the ones that did answer it talked about Russia and China. Not that those aren't threats, but where is terrorism? It's like these people just want to forget about it, deny it, which is another reason why Madonna's new video is causing such a stir, because it puts it in your face. When asked a slightly different question, which is what would be the first issue that you would tackle when you got to be president, what would you tackle first? The answers were gun violence, ending gun violence, climate change, the Family Bill of Rights, the tax cut, special interests, and defeating Trump. Well, gun violence, you could say, is related to terrorism. And in fact, Madonna makes that connection in her new video. But really, no one, I think the word terror or terrorism was mentioned sort of in passing, very vaguely, quickly, perhaps once that I caught it. But really, this was not about terror or terrorism. It was about immigration. It was about healthcare. It was about socialism, and not about terrorism at all. And I just want to mention a side interesting little tidbit. Marianne Williamson made it to the stage, you know, being amongst the top 20, which was no small feat. And she is an author. She writes books that are about thinking positively, doing positive things, you know, positive affirmations, things like that. And yes, you could say she was kind of like a fish out of water on the stage, and the moderators didn't really go to her very often. They put her on the end. But she had some things that you know, kind of made people, there was an article where they reported about how she was saying, I don't know, weird things, crazy things, something like that. But also she was saying she was you could say that, or you could say that she was a breath of fresh air, because she said some things like, instead of our health system talking about sickness, how to take care of sickness, maybe we should be focusing on how to take care of wellness. keeping people well instead of having to worry about how much money we have to spend on people who are sick. And she started going on about how, you know, some of the things that make people sick are the food that is being manufactured now and chemicals and so on. And they didn't want her getting into that. So they kind of shushed her up rather quickly about that. But she made some really good points about how the candidates were talking all about their plans, whether it's their plans for immigration or healthcare or the economy or whatever, but they're talking about plans. And she said Trump didn't win on plans. He won on Make America Great Again. And her point was, we need more positive plans. We need more positive kinds of slogans, or not just slogans, but we need to think in a more positive way. Like he said, make America great again. That was, you know, we all want to make America great again. And instead of these sort of boring plans that really had nothing to do with that. Okay, now Madonna and her, why is her new video stirring up such a controversy? It's called God Control. She is being called really insensitive by a Pulse nightclub shooting survivor named Patience Carter. And this is because there are very graphic images. Patience Carter is claiming that this video was inspired by the Pulse nightclub terror attack, which indeed it probably was. In fact, I don't think Madonna makes any bones about that. You know, it was an inspiration. This was the Pulse nightclub's terror attack in 2016, where Omar Mateen, a terrorist, went into this nightclub and shot up everyone in the nightclub. A mass killing, mass shooting, and Patience, this Pulse nightclub survivor, was saying it was grossly accurate to what I witnessed. Well, yeah, duh, that was kind of the point. Now this video is fascinating. You know, I need to make a caveat here. For those of you who know a lot of my work, it is against media violence. I have been testifying in front of Congress 4 times about media violence, how harmful it is. You know, movies, television shows, video games, any kind of media violence is incredibly harmful to us. The more media violence that you consume, the more aggressive you become, especially children who are, you know, being absorbing hours and hours of media violence. But that was in regard to media violence that was just there for sensationalism, gratuitous violence, violence meant to sell whatever it was, the television show or the movie or the video game, not violence that is in a music video like this, where yes, it is incredibly, incredibly violent, and there's a warning in front of the video. It says, the story you are about to see is very disturbing. It shows graphic scenes of gun violence. And, you know, so she warns people, and Patience Carter, for example, did not have to watch this music video, but it is a purpose, you know, there is a purpose to it. It is not there, just to sell her video. It's a really fascinating video, the way that it's done. And it starts, she intercuts these scenes of violence with herself sitting at a typewriter, typing the lyrics to this song. And the video goes backwards, like it starts out at 3 a.m. and it goes backwards. You know, it has the time on the video and you go back in time. And I will tell you more about this when we come back. Welcome back. Today we're talking about Madonna versus Isis. And you will understand this better as I continue the story. Madonna has just released a music video that I think is incredibly courageous. And because if you look at it from her point of view, I mean, certainly a lot of you know already that Madonna has been outspoken in various protests and so on about gun control. Now, I guess I should also make this caveat that I am not against the NRA. I do not think that people, that guns should be absconded with, taken away from everybody. But I do think that there should be more controls, more in terms of things like waiting periods and background checks, especially the idea that anyone who has been held involuntarily in a psychiatric hospital shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. And that was clearly pointed out by the Parkland shooting, where Nicholas Cruz should have been hospitalized against his will. And then he wouldn't have been able to get a gun. And there should be other kinds of safety measures, like certainly homes where there are children should have parents who are trained in gun safety so that they keep the gun locked up and so on. I mean, that's another thing, actually, that talk about Nicholas Cruz, when after his mother died and he was in the home of a family friend, they thought they had locked up the gun, but he had another key. So all of these things, there do need to be safety precautions put in, but I am, again, not against the NRA and don't think that everybody should have their guns taken away. However, I am also against, of course, as we all are, shootings, terrorist shootings, other kinds of mass shootings, people using guns to kill people, obviously, you know, that ideally shouldn't happen. But it's not, it is true that guns don't kill people, people kill people. And the way to stop these mass shootings is to get more help for the people who have mental illnesses. But anyhow, I digress. I just wanted to make these things, I just wanted to be on the record as saying, you know, what my stance is. Now, getting back to Madonna and her video. So it is very controversial because indeed the video is incredibly violent, but for a purpose. And it intercuts these scenes of violence, as I was starting to say, with Madonna sitting at a typewriter typing these lyrics. And there is a warning at the beginning of this video on the screen. It says, "The story you are about to see is very disturbing. It shows graphic scenes of gun violence, but it's happening every day and it has to stop." Now, Madonna, putting this in context, Madonna has several children. She has Lourdes, who is 22, Rocco, who is 18, David, 13, Mercy, 13, twins, Esther and Stella, 6. And she talks about how she is worried about the safety of her kids when she sends them off to school. So there is this really an interesting creative way of doing this, where she starts off at it being 12 o'clock, and there's a picture, 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's a picture that looks to me like New York. It's a picture of a city in darkness. It could be New York, it could be other cities. And that's kind of her point also, that this is happening everywhere. And so it goes back in time, and it starts out with this man walking into a nightclub. Certainly could well be Omar Mateen going into the Pulse nightclub with an AK-47 shooting randomly at people in the nightclub and people falling down dead. And yes, it is very graphic. You see the people being shot. You see the blood. You see the people lying on the floor with blood on them and on their faces, including Madonna. It continues going back in time to where it's ultimately earlier in the evening, and Madonna is getting dressed, getting ready to go out to this nightclub. And the point of that is that she's saying that it could have been her. It could, and it, she said, in fact, in the lyrics, that it could be all of us, any of us. And there she is, you know, getting dressed all, you know, Madonna-like, very glamorous. And, you know, starting to have a night full of fun. In fact, it goes from her house getting dressed and it goes from her house getting dressed to there's a scene on the street where she is held up by some guys with a gun. And they take her, you wonder if she's going to get raped, but it only shows them taking off her jewelry and running away with her jewelry. Not only, I mean, it still is, and she, the point of that is to show that there are those kinds of gun violence as well, just, you know, petty criminals using guns to steal from people and kill people in the street. So then she goes into the nightclub, and there's lots of it where she's dancing and everybody's having a great time. And I already told you how it ended with someone with an AK-47 and shooting the people in the nightclub, and everybody is ending up dead on the floor with blood streaming down. Now, some of the lyrics that she talks about that you hear in the song. Well, first of all, one of the chorus to the song is, "We need to wake up. We need to wake up." You know, they should have played this this song, "We Need to Wake Up," at the Democratic National Conventions. I would have loved to have walked into the room. That's my fantasy, walking into the room with a boombox, right? You can see where. And playing this song, walking down the aisle playing this song, and, you know, getting everybody to wake up to terrorism. Yes, I know, no one uses boomboxes anymore. But it's a night, that's my image, that's my fantasy. It's my fantasy. I can walk down with whatever I want. A boombox is a lot more, you know, makes a lot more of an effect than just a phone with playing your phone, the music on your iPod or something. So, and she says her other lyrics are, "No one is safe, gun control now." You know, but this, "We need to wake up, to wake up, to wake up," that keeps going through the video. And it is so true. And I like the way that she combines, you know, is talking about terrorism. The main thing is like the Pulse nightclub and terror attacks and so on. But also she has that image of her being held up on the street. So she's really talking about all kinds of gun violence, but the most, you know, the biggest, the most of the music video, most of it is really is related to this nightclub and the shooting that goes on there. So most of it is about terrorism. And yes, are there other ways that terrorists attack us? You know, not just with guns, of course, with bombs, with cars, with vans. Yes. But this was a mass shooting in America, and certainly there are going to be more, hate to tell you, but there are going to be more terrorist attacks in which they do use these kinds of guns as well. So she's trying to get us to wake up. She's not trying, you know, Madonna has made enough money. She is not, this isn't a desperate attempt to get us to buy her music video. I know there are going to be some people who try to say that she's irrelevant now, or that she's, you know, she's just trying to get back on the music scene. There are going to be people who say things like that, not to mention all the people who are going to, like Patience Carter, who are going to complain that this is too much like the Pulse nightclub shooting. Well, you know, I mean, yes, it's in our face, absolutely. And obviously, as we have seen by the most recent debates, that somebody needs to put it in our face because there is this denial going on that comes out of fear. I get that. But we need to start paying more attention. We need to wake up, as she says in the video. When we come back, I'll tell you more about some of the lines in the video, some of the lyrics, and how chilling and how real they are. Welcome back. We're talking today about Madonna versus ISIS. In a way, this is Madonna's attempt to, first of all, wake us all up to the dangers presented by guns, and especially guns in the hands of terrorists. To get us to do something about it. This is, you know, you're going to be hearing more about this. It's very controversial because people from the Pulse nightclub, it's hitting too close to home for them. That I get. But they don't really have to watch this. And they should realize how this is really trying to prevent Pulse nightclub terrorist attacks happening again. Madonna is really trying to help these people and to help all of us to prevent us from being in these kinds of situations where we go to a nightclub or we go to a concert or we go to school or we go anywhere that's a public place and end up getting attacked. So I think they need to sort of see the other, put it in a different context. And again, also the context of Madonna being a mother who is worried about her kids. So let me tell you some of the lyrics on this music video. It starts out, "Everybody knows the damn truth. Our nation lied. We lost respect. When we wake up, what can we do? Get the kids ready, take them to school. Everybody knows they don't have a chance to get a decent job, to have a normal life. When they talk reforms, it makes me laugh. They pretend to help, it makes me laugh. I think I understand why people get a gun. I think I understand why we all give up. Every day they have a kind of victory, blood of innocence spread everywhere. They say that we need love, but we need more than this. We lost God control." So in other words, I interpret that we lost our faith in God. We lost our faith in believing, you know, what God tells us is right. We've lost religion. You can interpret it, you know, in various ways, but generally like that. The Pulse nightclub shooting, just to remind you, it happened on June 12, 2016, when Omar Mateen, who was a 29-year-old security guard, killed 49 people. He wounded 53 people. And this was a gay nightclub in Orlando. And he was killed, as you may recall, by police following a standoff. Now, I've done a podcast earlier on in 2018, when his wife, Noor Salman, was on trial for aiding and abetting her husband in support of a terrorist organization and obstruction of justice. And I was really, you can look up previous podcasts. I did one or two about the trial, or three. I was really following her trial because I was really angry with how it ended up with her being acquitted, when there were so many things showing how indeed she did help her husband. She knew about it before the Pulse nightclub shooting. There were pictures of her going with her husband to look at potential targets. When it happened, the night that it happened, she didn't tell the police or the FBI the truth about where her husband was or what she knew about what her husband was planning on doing that night. I mean, she just lied and lied and lied. And really, it had to do with the prosecution making a number of mistakes during the trial that got her acquitted. Not that the, because when they polled the jury afterwards, They found that, in fact, the jury did believe that she helped her husband, but it was some technicalities in the way that the trial went down that made them not find her guilty. So that was, you know, that was very disturbing, because wives, families really do know about when their family member is planning a terror attack. You know, they always get interviewed and they always say, oh, we had no idea that so-and-so was going to do this. Madonna talks about how she's always worried in interviews. She talks about how she's always worried about sending her children to school because of fear that they won't come home because of the threat of gun violence. She told People magazine, I send my children to school with the same fear every mother in this era has. As a mother, you feel protective and responsible for all of the children in the world. So it is from that heart that she produced this music video. And I'm sure she knew beforehand that it was going to be controversial. And yes, you might be thinking, well, that's why she did it. She figured, you know, controversy sells music videos or books or whatever. She said in this interview, it's really scary to me that the once safe spaces where we gather, worship, and learn are targets. Nobody's safe. So of course, as a mother, I acutely feel the worry. She says, and there's lyrics to this effect in her music video. She talks about how it's a crazy state of mind to be in, to be always thinking of the potential threat of violence. Every time I go out to a public gathering, I think about it. When my kids go to school, I think about it. It's kind of crazy. And she talks in the lyrics in the video include things like about how guns are in her head, or people think that guns are in her head, like it's all in her head, that to be worried about gun violence or to be worried about terrorism. But she's saying and showing that it's not all in her head, that these things are happening. And she said it to People magazine, she said, I made this video because I want to draw attention to a crisis that needs to be addressed. To me, this is the biggest problem in America right now. I cannot take it anymore. I mean, I don't think you can doubt Madonna's sincerity in regard to that. So I think people need to put it in context before they get all bent out of shape about it. She actually lives, at least according to the latest information, she lives in Lisbon, and at least it is said that she moved to Lisbon, to Lisbon, Portugal, to uplift the football career of her adopted son, David. She lives actually 20 miles outside of Lisbon. And, yes, I could see, and I'm sure she's dedicated, and I could see her doing something like that. But perhaps conscious, if not consciously, then unconsciously, she did that because that is one of the places that has not been a big target of terrorists, a big ISIS target, although certainly Spain, and it's getting to that area, but it's not like living in London and it's not like living in New York. So I think, you know, I was thinking to myself, is this something, because I do a lot of talking about, not only about ISIS type terrorism and Al Qaeda type terrorism, but also about school shooters as terrorists. And I was thinking to myself, now, is this something, how would people react if I brought this music video into a school to show students? And I don't think that the reaction would be very positive, because it is, in fact, bringing violence into a school. But I can assure you, this music video is nothing as compared to some of the violent video games that there are out there that the kids are watching all the time. But I don't know. I have to think more about this. This video just came out, and it would be a good teaching tool, at least to the parents and the teachers, if not to the students, if, you know, if it's too graphic for the students, for young students in any case. But again, I applaud her for this, for going out on a limb and trying to get people to wake up, knowing that she was going to be criticized for it. And to sort of bring it back to what I talked about at the beginning and to what I talked about in my last podcast, apparently the people in this country, I mean the candidates, the Democratic candidates, who have just done two big debates on TV, the 20 top Democratic candidates, they should be, that's who should see this video. As I was talking about earlier, you know, my fantasy of bringing it into the playing it, can you imagine playing it at the debate and reminding them, hello, you know, you're mentioning all these other things, climate change, Russia, China, all of these other things, but hello, isn't anybody, okay, yes, one person said gun violence in the second debate, but isn't anybody, and it was kind of sloughed, you know, nobody commented on that, it wasn't really reacted to at all. So I would say, hello, you should watch this Madonna music video, God Control, and think again about the problems facing America, both the terrorists coming with these mass shootings and also the school shootings and so on. That was another thing. Not only didn't they mention terrorism, but they didn't mention school shootings. I mean, where are these candidates living? What country are they living in that they don't think that these things are the biggest problems facing America? Well, thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist. If you would like to find out more about terrorism from me, your terrorist therapist, visit my website, terroristtherapist.com. And if you're a parent or teacher and want to build stronger nests for your kids to become more resilient, check out my new award-winning book, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh My, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. It's the first and only book about terrorism for kids. You can find it wherever books are sold or directly from the publisher at terrorismforkids.com. Terrorism4kids.com. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.
Thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show on Renegade Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Carol. We hope listening to the show has made you feel calmer, more resilient, and more able to reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. You can also check out past shows on Renegade Talk Archives for more insights.